Getting set to start the second quarter here at the new Jerry Lett Memorial Stadium as it's senior night here for Chillicothe High School. And the Hornets right now lead it 6-0 over the Smithville Warriors. Second and 10 for the Warriors. Here's a run by Marmot, the quarterback. He's crossing the 35, 30, 25, and he's brought down inside the 25-yard line down to the Hornet 23-yard line. Tackle made by Cole Nichols and Gillen Gates. Marmot on the carry. The quarterback has good size to him as well. He's about 6'2", is Marmot, and 195 pounds. Smithville goes to a no-huddle offense. They've done that so far tonight. Three wide receivers set. Shotgun formation. Handoff to Parmenter. He's got it into the secondary. 20, 15, down inside the 10 to the 9-yard line goes Parmenter. Another first down picked up by the Smithville Warriors. Two plays, two first downs. DJ Gannon in on the tackle for the Hornet defense. Just underway here in the third quarter. Chillicothe leads it, or second quarter. Chillicothe leads it 6-0 with 11:25 remaining in the second. Marmot hands off to Parmenter. Parmenter off left guard. Crosses the five, looks for the end zone. He has it. Parmenter, Zach Parmenter, the senior, in on the score for Smithville to make the score 6-6 now. Chillicothe and Smithville. Parmenter does the extra point attempts as well. His holder will be Summers, the wide receiver. Wes Summers, that is. As Smithville gets set, the wind will be blowing ever so slightly into Parmenter's face as he attempts this point after for Smithville. Here's a snap put down by Summers. Here's the kick. It's very strong, and it's good. So with 11:17 remaining in the second quarter here at Bob Fairchild Field, it's Chillicothe 6, Smithville 7. The Smithville Warriors, as I said in the pregame show, they enter this game 4 wins, 3 losses overall. Their record has played out like this. In week number 1, they beat Pleasant Hill 24-3. Week number 2, they beat Kansas City Center 7-6. Week number 3, they lost to Savannah 21-13. Week number 4, they beat St. Joe Benton 35-0. Week number 5, they lost to St. Joe Lafayette 33-23. Week number 6, they beat St. Joe Bishop LeBlanc 51-7. Then last week in Maryville, they lost to the Spoof Hounds 34-7. All that figures out to an offensive unit for Smithville that averages 23 points a game offensively, and defensively they only give up 15 points a game. Parmenter has it teed up at the north 40-yard line as the change in quarters now has Smithville defending the north goal, Chillicothe defending the south. Here's the kickoff, a low end-over-end kick that's going to be taken at the 5. The running back for Chillicothe gets up to the 23-yard line before he's brought down. The run there was by Kyle Ross. Tyler Long on that kickoff return. He brings it out to the 23-yard line of the Hornets, where the Chillicothe will have their second offensive drive tonight, first and 10 at their own 23. And now joining me the booth, sports director of KCHI, Randy Dean.
Oh, so excited down there. I forgot I was supposed to come up here in the second quarter.
Three backs are in the backfield as Clampett hands off to Gannon, and he goes around the left side of the line and crosses the 25-yard line up to the 27-yard line goes the senior Gannon. Tackle made by Nathan Vitek of the Smithville defense. Good opening drive there by the Hornets, wasn't it, Randy?
It was about a 15-16 play drive, 80 yards. They did a nice job marching down the field. We'll see whether they can do it again. That's what you want to do, keep the ball out of the other team's hands.
Second and 6 for the Hornets at their own 28-yard line. Three backs are in the backfield. Strong line to the left. Midget goes in motion to the left. Handoff is to Gannon. Falls a good DL Midget block off the left side of the line to get out to the Chillicothe 42-yard line and pick up a first down again for Chillicothe. Tackle made by Quentin Mueller.
A gain of 10 that time for Gannon. And like I said before, D.L. Midget just keeps improving every game.
He keeps improving
in different aspects of his game.
Mason Palmer will be wide to the right for the Hornet offense. Strong line to the left for Chillicothe. Back to pass, goes Clampett, rolls to his right, throws to Midget, incomplete pass. As he had he caught it, he would have fallen to his knees anyway at the 35 and been actually would have lost a few yards on that play. That stops the clock, however, at 10:05, remaining second quarter. Smithville leads this Midland Empire Conference game 7-6. Smithville already set on defense as Clampett now comes from the sidelines with this 2nd and 10 play from scrimmage. Hornets break huddle. They'll have Gannon, Palmer, and Midget in the backfield. Strong line to the left. Four down linemen this time for Smithville as Palmer gets the counter pitch. He goes around the right side, crosses the Hornet 40, and gets out to the Hornet 45. He is short of the first down by about 3 yards. Tackle made by Destry Stockham for the Smithville Warriors.
Well, Mason Palmer's been out for a couple of games with an injury, and anytime you're a starter and you're injured, that just makes you more determined once you get on the field to do good.
Third down now and 7 for the Hornets at their own 41-yard line. Palmer flanked tight to the right. Counter handoff goes to Midget, and Midget is brought down at the line of scrimmage for no gain.
That's what happens, I guess, when I compliment a player.
Jake Arnold and Dakota Marriott were in on the tackle that time for the Smithville Warriors defense, and Chillicothe will be faced with their second punt of the night. Their first punt just barely got away as it was a low snap, but with the low snap and the slowness of the punt being kicked, there was a roughing the punter there and a penalty against Smithville. This punt is away cleanly, mishandled by the Smithville deep back, and he has to go back and chase it over his shoulder and is brought down at the Smithville 15-yard line by D.L. Midget of the Chillicothe Hornets.
Well, we were going to get lucky there for a second.
Too. That would have been almost as good as a pass. Had that gotten loose and we recovered it.
8:42 left in the first half, and it's 7-6. Smithville by a point right now. They have the ball on their own 15-yard line with a long field in front of them. See where the Chillicothe's defense has played fairly well. Gave up a couple of long plays there on that last drive, but fairly well.
Shotgun formation for Marmont. Hands off to Parmenter. He's going around the right side of the line, 15, 20, and brought down at the 24-yard line of Smithville. Short of the first down by about a yard as he's brought down by Cole Nichols and Hayden Major of the Chillicothe defense.
Parmenter's a big, tough, physical back, and it's tough to wrangle him down in one-on-one.
One thing I've noticed, though, Randy, is he likes to carry the ball. I believe it's in his right arm at all times. So especially when he goes around the right side of the line, he's vulnerable to a turnover. Here's the carry. Parmenter's going to get the first down as he goes towards the racing towards the east sidelines, out of bounds, near about the, they're going to mark it at the 29-yard line. So he picked up the first down by about 4 yards. And Smithville will have it now 1st and 10 at their own 29-yard line. Gillen Gates was in on the pursuit of Parmenter out of bounds there for the Hornet defense.
And he had to work for that. He changed direction, circled around the back 40 before finally finding a running lane.
Three wide receivers into the ball game. Shotgun formation, delay handoff to Parmenter. Hit by Gillen Gates initially as he crossed the line of scrimmage, but brought down by number 5, Luke Plummer of the Hornets. A gain of about 3-4 yards there. Bring up a 2nd down and 6 for Smithville at their own 33-yard line. Wes Summers and Petty will be wide to the right. Boydston wide to the left. Parmenter stands behind Marmont, who's in shotgun formation on this 2nd down play. Fakes the handoff, rolls to his right, does Marmont. It's caught by Petty at the 38-yard line of Smithville. He turns upfield and is brought down immediately at the Smithville 40-yard line by Zach Alpern and Tyler Clampett. It is a first down, however, for Smithville with 7:24 remaining in the second quarter. Smithville leads it 7-6.
They're one of these teams that pass just enough to make you honor the pass. You can't crowd 7 or 8 men up in the box.
Marmot, first year starting at quarterback for the Smithville team, as Gromacki was the quarterback for the last couple of years. Here's a new running back into the ball game. That's number 35. He takes the carry and gets some positive yardage. The ball carrier there was Josh Lazar, a sophomore. He's tackled by Nichols and Hayden Major, but not before he gets about 5-yard gain up to the Smithville 45.
Yeah, he's from the wing back spot.
Shotgun formation again for Smithville. Hand off to Parmenter. Parmenter bowls his way up through the gut of the defense and gets up to the Smithville 48-yard line. Still short of the first down is the Warriors. Johnson Young broke in through the gap and brought down Parmenter on that play.
This will be 3rd and 2, so this is the 3rd down. They need to figure out a way to come up with stops on these 3rd and shorts.
Lazar is into the ball game, wide to the right along with Petty. Summers is wide to the left. Parmenter remains in the ball game behind Marmot. Parmenter gets the call. He is going to be close to the first down. He fell, his shoulders fell on the Smithville side of the 50-yard line, and the first down marker appears to be right at the 50.
Well, we'll see.
He didn't get it, Randy.
Well, with officials, we'll see.
Remember last week. Yeah. Well, the good thing is they're going to call for a measurement, Randy.
Yes. I think Judy Schaefer has it right. They're about a half a length of the football short. So that'll make it four. That would make it fourth. They're not even going to measure. They're going to call it 4th and 1/2 yard.
Okay, so they're not going to bring the chains out. That's fine with us this time. Look for a quarterback sneak here, although Marmot's not used to being under center. This time he does get under center. He's got an eye formation behind him. And it is a quarterback sneak, and he gets it easily and then some as he gets down to the Hornet 47-yard line, picking up the first down for Smithville. 5:28 remains here in the second quarter. Chillicothe trails 7-6, and Chillicothe dominated time-wise most of the first quarter. Smithville now is dominating most of the second quarter when it comes to the time. 3 wide receivers to the left. New running back into the ball game as Parmenter's out. That is Charlie Neihart. And Marmot's going to keep it. Crosses the Hornet 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. He goes out of bounds, they're going to say, at the 22-yard line of Chillicothe as Smithville picked up a huge gain on that quarterback sneak there and a first down. Tyler Clampett catching Marmot as he went out of bounds at the Hornet 22.
Gain of 25 that time, and that was nothing special. That was just their horses on the line getting the job done.
Charlie Neihart, a sophomore, stays into the ball game in the backfield. He's to the left of Marmot, who's in shotgun formation. 3 wide receivers are set to the left. Marmot goes back to pass, throws. It's caught by number 11, Summers, I believe. Wes Summers on the catch at the 16-yard line of Chillicothe. Still well short of the first down. Tackle made by D.L. Midget. We're now down to 4:45 remaining second quarter. Chillicothe trails by 1 to the visiting Smithville Warriors. Marmot in shotgun formation. Neihart right behind him. Here's the snap. It's a mishandle, and the quarterback's going to have to keep it. And he crosses the Hornet 15-yard line and gets down to about the 12. Marmot told Neihart to go to his left side, but when Marmot took the snap, he turned to his right to hand the ball off, and Neihart was not there, and so Marmot had to take it by himself. He was able to pick up the first down for Smithville, so it'll be 1st and 10 at the 12-yard line of the Hornets. They can pick up another first down at the Hornet 2. Marmot takes the snap, handoff to Parmenter, who's returned back into this ball game. He goes off the left side of the line and is tripped up just short of the 10-yard line, make it the 11.
Cole Nichols with a nice job from his linebacker spot, making the stop. Looks like right at maybe the line of scrimmage, maybe got a yard.
2nd and 9, we'll call it. 4 minutes remains here in the first half. 7-6 the score of this Midland Empire Conference game. Smithville leads it. Chiligothy set on defense. Three wide receivers are spread out to the right for Marmot. Parmenter's in the backfield. Marmot's going to keep it 10-5. Lowers his head at the 4. Lowers his head again at the goal line. And touchdown is the call. Marmot with the rushing touchdown. So Parmenter has a rushing touchdown. And now Marmot, the quarterback, and it makes the score 13-6. Smithville on top of Chillicothe.
Maybe I'm nuts, but I think that line blocks better for the quarterback than they do for the running back. There's always a huge lane to run through when it's a quarterback keeper.
That is true. All right, they're going to go for two. Here's the pass by Parmenter. It's caught in the end zone by number 32, Nolan Gromacki, the tight end. The junior catches the two-point conversion, making it 15-6. Smithville on top of Chillicothe with 3:37 remaining in the first half.